please make this be the one.
Oh, God, this has got to work at this point.
I just want this to be the one.
This is 45 minutes of tech issues that have gotten us to this point. We tried the telephone at one point.
And there was an Alexander Graham Bell joke, or kind of.
Two of them. There's a chance for two Alexander Graham Bell jokes that we cut. They're gone now because we can't even get that to work. We couldn't even get the telephone to work. We're gonna record this on
it's
a
old
record
technology.
Player in a minute. Yeah. Hey, get the recording 8-track out.
Yeah. All
I
right.
can't believe this. Let's do the show. Hello and welcome to episode 170 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Apparently in 1975 when the technology didn't work. That's where
right.
you are.
Yeah.
Or it could be me. It could be me. I don't know.
I feel like Back to the Future in reverse.
Back to the... Yes. Maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully the show works, everybody. That's what we're hoping. We're going to cut it short, though, to make sure it does.
Yeah. If it's 11 minutes, it's a lot easier to sync 11 minutes, right?
Easier than 12 minutes? Yes. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Yeah. Like 4-minute abs are better than 3-minute abs or 5-minute abs?
Sure. Let's waste some more time. Yeah. What, Amazon, first off, I did a big spiel the last time about the show that didn't get recorded because of the tech issues, about
right.
how people are buying through Amazon and helping us out. We have more people have found our show. We get messages every week that people have found our show, have listened back. The old episodes, people, we never advertised for Amazon, so these people are they're not caught up yet, and they're saying, hey, how can we help the show? You can help the show by... buying your Amazon stuff through the Two Hosers website.
Right.
And if you click on there, on our site, you're going to see a new button on there for the Amazon Prime in the UK for now. I have to figure out how to add the rest of them. If you're in the UK and listening and want to try the new Amazon Prime where you get the streaming video and what have you, if you try it out for free, the free trial, click on it through our site, we get a kickback of free even.
Awesome.
Yes.
My favorite thing. My favorite things are free.
Right. But no joke. They actually give us money even though it was for free. So there you go. So no obligation for you to sign up, but we still get paid. That's that's living the life right there.
Yeah, that's a win. Win-win.
I also mentioned, we're just going to do all the things that we already mentioned.
Yeah.
The fact that I have nothing but screaming kids, evidently. They're
yeah.
not happy with the technology issues.
It's like a chorus of crying back there.
Yeah, welcome to my life, buddy. It's a good time.
Could you tell Lena to be quiet?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll give her something to cry about. Honestly.
All right.
Yeah. So anyways, as I mentioned, I found that our shows have been boring lately.
It's probably why your kids are crying.
Probably they're very, yes, very displeased with boring dad.
Yeah.
So I found that the last little while, I don't know what, I've been obviously been distracted by crying kids, maybe.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but we're going to fix that, and we're going to make these shows better.
No, I intend to stay boring.
No, I wasn't pointing fingers. I don't think it was you, because you barely phone it in every week anyway. So that has not changed.
Right.
So the one variable is me. I've turned down the interesting knob all the way to zero.
Yeah. Well, I don't pay attention to what you say most of the time, so I feel like the podcast has pretty much been great on my end.
Awesome. Yeah. You're still banging on that one cylinder still. So you're doing good. Doing good.
All right.
So I'm going to start off we'll start the interesting episode by being out of sync and have tech issues. So that's great. Good start.
I think that's interesting.
That is interesting. You know what I bought the other day?
No.
A bike pump.
You didn't have one?
No, I mean, you always have sort of like a portable, like one of those ones that you take with you. Those are crappy, though.
Yeah.
And so I bought a real bike pump the other day.
One that looks like a pogo stick.
Yeah, that's not the issue. Yeah, okay, it is like a BOGO stick. That's right.
Yeah.
The issue, though, is that how is that photo related?
You took a picture of it.
No.
Okay.
I did not take a picture of it.
I'm out of guesses.
You're out of guesses. It is, I thought about it, and it's like a lens or a tripod, more like a tripod than anything else. If you buy a cheap one, you're going to end up buying a good one later and pay for it twice.
Right.
That's the same with a tripod. If you buy a cheap tripod, you're going to end up buying a more expensive tripod later and then add on the cost of the cheap tripod that you're never going to use again. So that's what I just thought of when I bought it, because I thought, you know what? I've had cheap bike pumps before. I'm going to get a good one. And I think it was $30. So that's not that expensive.
Right.
I don't think. And you know what it does? It works great as a zoom lens.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. So there you go. So remember what I said about not being boring? Scratch that.
Starting right now.
Okay, go. So you told us also about being on spring break. Tell us again about spring break.
Spring break. That's when you asked what's going on, Adam. Then I said in the last episode that's not going to get aired, the mini episode, I said spring break because that's what we just had here, where the kids are off school and the wife is off work. She's in the school system. So there was spring break. So we went to Vernon.
Hang on a second. I have to deal with my kid. Hang on a second.
No.
Hey.
Oh.
I will turn this podcast around right now.
All right. So spring break, so we took some photos. We were visiting cousins and grandparents up in Vernon, British Columbia. For those that don't know, that's a very nice part of the interior of British Columbia. Lots of mountains, lots of hills and blue skies and all sorts of neat scenery to photograph. But I like to use that scenery as a backdrop and take pictures of the kids doing stuff in front of that very picturesque backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did.
And you did. And you posted some photos on Facebook. And
yes. A
couple of them that I liked. And I liked them all. But one in particular was the one of all the kids with Grandpa on the four-wheeler. And you lit it with a flash. A couple flashes.
Two flashes. Yeah.
And it looked like there was no flash. It looked invisible. He did a really good job of that. He didn't overdo the effect. It looks really great.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I'm going to cut this out of the show anyway, dude.
What?
Where the part where I compliment you. That's cutting room floor.
That's not interesting.
No, it's not. Did you shoot anything interesting? Oh, I guess that was your interesting stuff that you shot.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was it. We had a little mini photo shoot of the kids inside my brother-in-law's house. So that was that, because basically, you know the routine. You're the resident photographer for your family for sure, and for your extended family and friends. But I have my brother-in-law and his kids, the cousins. We go over to their house, and almost all of the photos hanging in their house are photos that I've taken. And it seems like the last photo that was put up on the fridge or on the wall was, again, one I've taken. So it's been almost a year since I've seen their kids, and they are badly in need of some updated photos because, you'll find out the change from 3 to 4 and how your kids look is pretty dramatic, just like it is from 2 to 3 and 1 to 2. So I had to take some photos of their kids so they could have some new stuff to put on the wall. So we did a bunch of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's also a great place to shoot around outside up there because, if you get decent weather, there's a lot of wide open space and a lot of options up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do like that. Baseball season, I told you baseball season started again.
Yeah, major leagues, right?
Our season, well, yeah, that too, but more importantly, my season.
Oh, okay. I've been paying attention to the major leagues.
Oh, you're looking in the wrong place, buddy.
Okay, so tell me where I should watch.
So over here in the German league, dude. I can't believe I just said dude twice. I probably haven't said dude the entire run of the show, and I just said it twice in the same episode. So, really thrown by this whole Skype. This whole internet issue.
This is throwing you off. I'm just see what I'm doing? I'm just powering through.
Yeah. I'm being thrown. Yep. So our season started. We lost the home opener yesterday in a nail-biting 1-0 game.
Wow. So why didn't you hit a home run?
Oh, I'm the coach, so.
Oh. Why didn't you tell somebody difficult. Else to hit a home run?
I did. I'm not a very good coach. I told them to. Yeah. No, so that's good. So I coached and shot some photos during the game when I wasn't actually coaching, like those segments. So I did some of that.
It's like a photographer coach instead of a player coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't see a lot of that in the bigs.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely. That would look awesome. You see Dusty Baker out there just snapping photos during the game.
And then you could use it as a teaching tool after.
Well, that's the thing is we actually do. I actually do show the guys their swing and their pitching mechanics and stuff like that. And I show them, hey, listen, here's where you're doing really, really badly. And they can see it. It's really, and they see it themselves too. Think, okay, wow, I can fix that. So that's no joke. That does come in handy. I just wish we had somebody else to do it, but we don't really have anybody else to do it. So, yeah, that's the difficult part.
What about a 12-year-old with a handy cam?
Yeah, it's not the same though. Yeah. You know, if a 12-year-old with a handy cam looked the same as me with my expensive camera, I'd be wasting my time and money.
Okay, I didn't want you to do that.
No, let's not do that. Photo challenge, buddy. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Photo challenge this week. We did a ring light. Last week we had Don Komarechka on the show. We talked about ring lights. And at the end of the show, the challenge I issued was ring light, even though I don't own a ring light.
I was so far from thrilled about this photo challenge. Like Lisa can attest, she's not here right now, but I was so mad. I nearly composed a very angry email about what the hell are you doing, you know, why don't we just make a photography challenge out of a lens that I don't have, you know, or yeah, shoot that with your 18 millimeter lens or 10 to 20, or for that matter, why don't you shoot it with a giant Octobox? I don't have a ring light.
Yes, but what you do have is ingenuity. And I, you know, what I did is as I issued the challenge, I had an idea of how I could do a sort of a faux ring light. And I thought about it, and I thought, okay, but if I can do this, I know Adam can do this. So what I'm going to do in an effort to be fair and reasonable, because it was a nonsense challenge.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In order to be fair, I'm not going to wait until the last minute, and then try to just deliver, and then show you my photo. I'm going to take it right away and show it to you immediately so you know what I did and you can copy it if you want.
Right.
So that's how I was being fair. So my idea
that wasn't the point though. The point was, hey, I don't have a ring light. If I have to, you know, make a faux ring light, chances are this isn't something that I'm going to do again in the future. So this is not a learning tool for me. This was a gigantic pain in my rear end. That's what this was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, right, right. We're going to pause the show while you squirt a few tears for me. Wow. I didn't lay a muffin right down over the plate for you to hit out.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's called a photo challenge, not a photo routine.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. Now it's getting heated. I understand.
Okay.
So let's get into mine first.
Okay.
And while I've gone and shot my mouth off, I'm going to end up backtracking a little bit once we talk about my photo. So get ready for some backtracking. So here's my photo. This wasn't even going to be my photo. And this is the photo I sent to you like 10 days ago or whenever we issued it. There's been at least 10 days.
Okay.
And so I sent this to you, and I did this as a test. This was my test photo. I thought, I have a great idea what I'm going to do to fake a ring light, and I'll get it set up. And I was home alone. I thought, okay, I'll just snap a self-portrait. I didn't want to do a self-portrait, but I was just a complete test. I kind of liked the effect and sent you this and said, hey, this is just it. I'll take the real one later, but Adam, here's how you do it. And then I realized what a complete pain in the ass it was to set up, and there was no way I was going to do it again. So I just used my tester.
Right. That was my point exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So I am gonna play it right into your hand in that respect. Now, how did I do this? Well, if you look closely in my eyes, you'll see there's 3 points of light. I decided I'll take three. I have three speed lights that are all wireless. Doesn't matter. Not the point. And I figured I would just, on the stands, I would mount them around the lens, basically at 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be sort of, that would sort of split, you know, each one would be like 120 degrees away. So to make the full circle, now it's not going to make a full circle of light, but it's going to be reasonably, you know, evenly spaced out to sort of fill in everything. So that's what I did. And that's, and ended up putting them on like, you know, 1/64th power. I'm basically right against the wall, which I wanted to do because just to add the kind of weird shadow to it. Go.
Great.
not the best choice of lens. I think 35 mil kind of accentuates the goofy at this range because I'm very, very close to the camera.
Right.
Yeah. And so any asymmetry, which is, you know, kind of typical, is, I think, over accentuated. So I don't mind it. I kind of like the effect. I'll never do this again. So there's that.
I agree. No, I agree wholeheartedly because this is a gigantic pain in the butt. Like, I tried it. First, I did a photo with three lights. I sort of saw what you did, and I thought, okay, I'm going to try to do this. And I tried to mount the lights directly to, like, a 70-200 because the lens is long enough. So I was just kind of, like, trying to fix them to the lens so that with the hood, the light would just come out around the lens. And that was impossible. So I had a rig set up with three speed lights around my 70-200, and then I was so mad, I was so frustrated. That's when I contemplated writing you a very angry, hateful email. But then Lisa, the one with the better judgment in our household, said, "Just give it an hour before you write that hateful, angry email, and see if you get some clarity." And so I didn't. And the next day, I woke up and I thought, "Okay, I'm going to do something different." And then I have lots of speed lights because, thanks to Dwayne Gervin, he's given me some additional speed lights that he doesn't use anymore that, you know, are perfectly fine for strobus type work. And I have both my old Cactus triggers and the Yong Nuo triggers, and you can actually piggyback them on top. So what I ended up having was my camera mounted with the Yong Nuo trigger on top and then a Cactus trigger on top of that. And so I could fire off a couple of additional flashes. So I have five flashes in total. You can see in my picture in the sunglasses. That was the point to show you kind of the configuration, mounted on a combination of light stands and on a little TV table in front of my daughter. And then, all these different triggers. So my camera looks like a monstrosity with the two big triggers on top of it. But yeah, it allows me to, in manual mode, fire off five. If I actually could fire off six, but one of my triggers was not cooperating, so I ended up going with five. And there you see the configuration, and it creates obviously like a very flat look on a portrait. But I took one with the sunglasses and one without, and like the one that you had taken, you know, you see the catch lights in the eyes, but they're so small that, again, I thought for the sake of the photo challenge, I'd make it more obvious in terms of what I did. So I went with the sunglasses photo where you get the reflection.
Absolutely. Now, nothing wrong with the photo. Can you imagine yourself ever doing this again?
Not a chance. Absolutely not a chance. That was why I was so angry, because when I was doing this and Lisa saw me doing this, she's like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh my God, I'm so mad. This is what I have to do for the photo challenge. I can't think of an easier way." At one point, I honestly had my wedding ring on the counter and a little LED shining through it going, "This is what he's going to get. He's going to get ring light." And
Listen. When I had to make an album cover for last week's show, I thought, I don't have a ring light. I have nothing to do for the album cover, so I had to just do the font in a big circle.
Yeah, well, that works.
It worked okay, but if it makes you feel better, I really screwed myself over on this one as well. and the funny thing is that the album cover was going to be a photo of my wedding ring. I actually shot a whole, like, 12 different photos of my wedding ring, and I thought, wow, this is terrible. This is just, this is a new low that I've sunk to.
Well, that's what I felt like, and yeah. And I was, and Lisa actually, on the day I was trying to do this image, she actually was out. She knew I was going to be trying to do this picture, and so she brought me home like a treat. And her word was, "This is to make you feel better. I know you're probably super frustrated by what you're trying to attempt." And I said, "Thank you." And it was, I don't know, I can't remember exactly what it is, like a marshmallow covered egg or something. Like, you know, it's getting close to Easter time, so.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was not thrilled, and Lisa said, "Well, you better think of some photo challenges, otherwise he's going to get you again." And so, yeah, I've got a whole list of photo challenges now.
Oh, don't worry. You'll like next week's. Don't worry about it. I have one that. No, this one ties into what's our show, so you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Photograph me riding an elephant, a live elephant.
Yeah, on an airplane. Yeah. You need to go aerial on this, and you have to own a GoPro. So. But you can't pay for it. You have to go talk someone into giving you one for free.
Okay.
In Spanish. All right. So that's it's gonna be a challenge, buddy. Come on. And you know the other thing is that as looking at your photo, I said, you know, nothing wrong with it. Completely not worth the effort.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I could have taken this with a point and shoot and just photoshopped five little dots. It would have taken me about 30 seconds.
That, in retrospect, that's what I should have done as well. All right, moving on.
All right.
Let's go to this week's topic. The yes. No. That's a typo. The eyes.
Okay. I left the E off. Oh, yeah. The yes
made no sense. That made no sense at all. The eyes. We're talking about the eyes. Now, we know that the eyes are the most important part of the face. I think.
Okay. I think that's up for debate, but as photographers, I think we might agree on that.
Sure. Unless you like smelling things, and then it's the nose.
Yeah, or eating. But that's kind of important.
Right. I should have thought this down before I wrote nothing down. But generally, when we're going to take a picture of a person, we focus on the front eye and try to keep both eyes in focus, because we learned that, hey, let's keep the eyes to be the main focus of the picture. That's what we want to do.
Right.
And we want these eyes to pop. Catch lights are great. That's what we always try to do, and it really makes the eyes stand out. But what's a great way to really make the eyes pop out? Sharpen them. We're going to sharpen the eyes. And so this week we're going to talk a little bit about how to sharpen up the eyes. Now, I don't want to sharpen the whole image. We're going to sharpen up just the eyes. And there's a bunch of ways to do this. If you're in Aperture or Lightroom, you can go to your sharpening tool and you can just paint it in if you wanted to sharpen up that one area. Now, that's a great way to do it. I use Photoshop. I use Photoshop Elements myself. But if you want to use Photoshop as a way to do it, there's a really, really quick and dirty method on how to get this great results. Now, what I do, and now with Photoshop Elements, what I like about that is you can find it pretty much, you can find it for free. And I don't mean stealing it either. I mean, I think I bought a scanner and it came with Photoshop Elements. And I had bought a printer a couple years before, and I think it came with the earlier version of Elements. And Elements is a scaled down version of Photoshop, but it's got 95% of what you likely need. So maybe your friend bought one and the printer doesn't need the Photoshop. Whatever. You can find Photoshop Elements, and that's what I use for this. So here's the move I do. I take the picture I want to do, open it up as a Photoshop file in Elements. The resized, mind you. I resize it first. That's the first thing I do, get it to how I want to, maybe 1,000 pixels across, 800, whatever you want to do. Resize it. Duplicate the one layer. It'll come in as one layer. You duplicate that layer and then disable the bottom layer so you can't see it. Next, go click on the eraser tool and go in and just quickly erase the eyeballs. Now, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you're just going to go in, zoom in as close as you can, and erase the eyeballs out of your subject. Now, as I said, it doesn't have to be perfect, but all of it should be gone. You don't want pieces stuck in the middle. See, now you're going to have an image that looks like it belongs in some movie of the week about a serial killer or something in a small town or something. So it's going to be kind of creepy, but we'll fix that. Next, activate the bottom layer and select it. Now, what that layer is should be untouched. So what you're going to do on that bottom layer now is use the unsharp mask. I set the default settings around 150%, radius 4, and whatever that bottom slider is, just set it to 1. I forget what it's called. Now, if you adjust the percentage between 100 and 150, and the radius between 2 and 5, whatever you end up liking, that's kind of generally the area, the parameters that I work in, and you'll find out something that you like that's going to work out nice for your photo. And so now what you've got is this very, very simple mask on the top layer. You're going to see the entire image, the entire face, except for the eyes. And what's going to shine through is the bottom layer, which has now been sharpened. Now, the whole layer will be sharpened, but all we're going to see is the eyes poking through because we haven't moved anything else. And so you have a very simple way to sharpen just the eyes. Now, save that out as a JPEG, and you're good to go. One note I would make, though, do not overdo it. If you overdo it, it's going to look terrible. It's going to look very, very obvious. It's one of those things. It's like everything else with photography. If you overdo it, it's going to look awful. You want it to kind of come in like you did last with those photos up in with the flash, Adam.
Right. Yeah, I'm awesome.
You are awesome. Definitely awesome. But they came in, they look great, and no one knows flash was used, or maybe you do, but it doesn't look like it. And you're off the races. So that's how that's how I sharpen the eyes real quick and dirty.
Okay.
Next week's challenge, Adam, we got to do sharp eyes.
Okay, now, but can I add a twist to it in terms of a photo challenge?
Maybe.
So sharp eyes, but it has to involve in somehow like spring. So this is springtime, so we have to involve spring as an element into the photo. So a spring photo that, you know, obviously is going to need a person with eyes. So.
Right. I see. What I'm imagining for this is basically a simple portrait. If you want to make it about spring, go ahead. I'll see what I can do. If I was you, I would save this. I would save your zingers for later.
No, this is springtime right now. Spring is in the air, buddy. I need a spring photo.
All right.
Because spring's going to change. Like right now, it's like I'm envisioning over here. It's all the cherry blossoms are around and in full bloom. And
okay.
Spring.
I gotcha.
All right.
I'll incorporate spring into it, just so we don't get into the crybaby stuff.
Do you have cherry blossoms?
No, I don't live in Vancouver, but we have schnitzel blossoms. So I'll
okay, so take a cherry blossom photo with sharp eyes.
Oh, done. You got it. That's excellent. All right, yeah. Done. Sharp eyes. That's that's my favorite Judy Blume book, by the way.
Yeah.
Sharp eyes. Or no, that's not true. I like Are You There, God? It's me. It's something funny. I don't know. I got nothing. Amazon. Amazon. Yeah, we already said that. So websites, Adam, where can people find your stuff?
Two Hosers Facebook. And my wife promises this weekend, she even asked for some photos, go back and check schwartzchronicles.com. By the time this airs, I believe there will be a new blog for schwartzchronicles.com, probably reusing most of the photos that I put on Facebook. So you can just look at them there.
I am on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Well, no, you are.
I am. I do actually like them very much. I like to see what your kids are doing. So there's that. My stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all you want to know. And until next week, get out there and make better photos.